First of all, we preach the condition of discipleship, and I want to point out that to you again in Luke 14. We must never get tired of this passage, because it's because this passage is not taught that Christianity is so shallow. People believe. Okay, now I'll explain to you. Discipleship, Luke chapter 14 and verse 25 to 33. Again, it starts with great crowds following. And he turns and tells them, listen to this. Today, if a preacher sees a great crowd, what is the first thing he'll do? He'll get his followers, say, Pastor, offering background quickly before they go away. Afterwards, we'll tell them the hard things. We did it the other way. We said, we never pass an offering background. Do you know, my brothers and sisters, that we have more than 100 churches today in 17 countries, and in all those churches, not once in 50 years have we passed an offering background. Never. We have 300 elders, not one of them receives a salary, including me. I've never received a salary in 50 years. And we have 300 like that. Where do you find God raised up people? Because we preach discipleship. We're not boasting. We're simply talking about what Jesus did. I don't hesitate to tell people what Jesus did. Jesus said, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, what God has done in us, and glorify your Father. Great crowds came, and he told them some of the hardest words that he ever said. Listen to this. Is this the way any preacher preaches when he sees a great crowd? If any of you come to me, Jesus says, and you don't hate your father, and go slowly, hate. I'm not misreading. Read your Bible. Hate your father, hate your mother, hate your wife, hate your children, hate your brothers, hate your sisters, hate your own life. Then you can be my disciple. A lot of those people would have left immediately saying, this guy's crazy. Why didn't Jesus use simpler words? He knew that most of these people are not serious. Every church I've been to, even in our own churches, when we start, I know that all these people come to listen to a good sermon. They're not serious about discipleship. So you have to preach some strong words to drive them away. And those who are called by God will not be driven away. They'll never get offended with anything that a man of God says. If they recognize that man is a prophet of God whom God has called up, they will never get offended. The ones who get offended are those who are looking for an easy way of life. What does it mean to hate father, mother, brother, sister, wife, children? I struggled with this for years myself to understand, what does it mean, Lord? I don't want to compromise it. I don't want to lower it. And yet, I know there are, you know, I have to take scripture with scripture. It is written. It is also written, honor your father and mother. It's also written, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And here I'm told to hate my wife. Scripture with scripture, I will understand. It is written. It is also written. So I took it, what is written, and it is also written, and this is how I understood it. That my love for Christ must be like the light of the sun. The brightest thing that we can see on this earth is the light of the sun. An example. Should there be any love for my wife and children and father and mother? Yes. That's also got to be a light. A very bright light. Like the light of the stars. You know, the stars are so bright. Some of the stars are extremely bright. But when we look at a star at night, there is a light there, definitely. Some stars are very bright. But the moment the sun comes up, what happened to the? It's not that the stars have disappeared. They are there, but you can't see them. They're all there. That's how I understood this verse. Yes, love your father, love your wife, love your brother, love your sister. But when the light of the love for Christ comes, it just sort of fades away. It's almost like nothing. Because love for Jesus takes over. What did Jesus say? What is the first commandment? You shall love the Lord your God with 50% of your heart and leave the other 50% for your wife and your brother, family, children. Is that what he said? No. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Okay, all your heart. Then what place is there in your heart for other people? Take God's word seriously. Jesus did not make a mistake. Then how in the world am I supposed to love my wife and my children and my honor my father and mother? It must be from a heart that is filled with love for Christ. Filled with love for God. From that love, I love other people. That is how Scripture. I don't know whether some of you Christians, you've heard all these things. I don't know whether you've taken it seriously. I took it seriously. That's why my Christian life changed radically from the beginning. I didn't just set it aside and say, oh, what does it mean, hate? I wanted to understand, what does it mean to hate? I compared it to the light of the stars and the sun. The light of the sun is like the love for Christ, which makes the others almost disappear. And love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength and mind. So from that love, I must love Christ. That's why when I was considering marrying Annie and the proposal came, I told her right at the beginning, you will always be number two in my life. You'll never be number one. And number one will never be another girl. No, it'll be Jesus. And I always want to be number two in my life. We are married 57 years now. And I say the same thing. You will always be number two in my life. And I want to be number two in my life. That's the secret of a happy marriage. You determine that Christ is always first. And I say that to every brother in the church. You're not going to be so close to me that I will please you and dishonor Christ. I say that to my children. If you dishonor the Lord, I will be against you. Christ will be between me and you. You will be second. You will never be first in my life. No son of mine will ever be first in my life. Christ will be first. And if he dishonors Christ, I will tell him that. If he honors Christ, I'll appreciate that. Christ will be first. Father, mother, my dear brothers and sisters, if you want to be a disciple, please listen to what I'm saying. I'll tell you honestly, you will never in your life be a disciple if you don't take this seriously. Whoever it is. And I'll tell you this, you'll love your wife much better if you love Jesus with all your heart. Much better. You'll never get offended with her. You'll never get angry with her. You'll never get upset with her. You know why you get upset with your wife and get angry? It's because you don't love Jesus with all your heart. Put Christ first. And you will never in your life get angry and shout at your wife. Not even once. It's the message of the gospel. Then you'll be able to love her as Christ loved the church. That's the first condition. And even love for brothers. Why is it so many brothers sometimes have conflicts? I'll tell you why. Because they don't love Christ with all their heart. They love somebody because, oh, that guy's like me. And we are sort of similar in many ways and so become friendly. I'm not bothered whether somebody's similar. I want to be fellowship with people who are completely opposite of me, dissimilar to me. Most of our work in India is in the poorest villages. Annie and I have gone to the poorest villages in India where people don't know one word of English. There's no pharmacy, no doctor, nothing. And there we've seen people who can't even speak properly, not educated, extremely poor, who live from hand to mouth. And I've had wonderful fellowship with them. Because Christ is between us. We never gave importance to education or intellect in our church. People have come to our church in Bangalore, wealthy people, thinking that they would get a place of importance. Always I've told them to go and sit at the back. I remember one guy came from Dubai. You know, that's the place where Christians make a lot of, Indians make a lot of money. And he retired and came to our church. I made him sit in the back row. Every Sunday, I said, you sit there. Till he got offended and left the church. And I said, praise the Lord. Such people are not fit to be here who want honor in the church. There's no place for honor here. be a servant. You just came yesterday to the church and you think we care for your money? I don't care two hoots for your money. Go and throw your money somewhere else. Jesus said, come to me without your money. That's what we have preached in our church. That's why we have preserved the standard through the years. And that's why so many churches don't preserve the standard. They give honor to people. They don't love Jesus with all their heart. And in this church, we want to love Jesus with all our heart first. I want to encourage every one of you. I'll tell you this. You'll enter into a real Christian life when you love Jesus with all your heart. Every one of you, young people, everyone, I say the same thing to you. That's number one. And don't let any human being take the place of Christ in your life every single day. Wake up in the morning. And the first person you talk to must not be your wife or your husband. It must be Jesus Christ. I'm not preaching what I'm not practiced. I wake up in the morning and the first person I speak to is my Savior, who's more important to me than my wife. Then I talk to my wife. And it'll be like that. It has been like that for years and it'll be like that till Jesus comes. And that is why I know I'm ready to meet him. Because I can say to him, Lord, to the best of my ability, I try to love you with all my heart and I never allowed any person to come between me and you.